Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Thursday of 23-year-old Justin Dale Hardesty of Cumberland. Hardesty was taken into custody on numerous charges, including eluding, driving while barred, public intoxication, interference with official acts, criminal trespass, reckless driving, and three counts of driving under suspension. Hardesty was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,800 bond. Also arrested on Thursday was 30-year-old Brian Matthew Kirby of Atlantic. He was taken into custody on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Kirby entered a plea of guilty and was later released from custody. On Tuesday, Cass County deputies arrested 29-year-old Nicholas Dean Orstadt of Griswold on a charge of failure to appear. Orstadt was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. And on Friday, 30-year-old Daniel Floyd Edwards of Cumberland was arrested in Cass County on a Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation. Edwards was taken to the Cass County Jail where he is being held without bond. Authorities in Montgomery County report two people were arrested early Friday morning on drug charges. Red Oak Police say 32-year-old Sean Donald Gonzalez and 20-year-old Mitchell Neal Metcalf were arrested at 2 and 2:15 a.m. respectively on North 2nd and Grime Streets. Both were charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. The men were cited for the offense and released. And sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 40-year-old Christy A. Coverdale of Stanton on charges of OWI second offense and open container. Coverdale was arrested after being pulled over for a speeding violation at around 8:20 p.m. on Thursday. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $2,000 cash bond. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says DNR Conservation Officer Dan Pauly reported a fish kill in a creek near Westside in Crawford County to the DNR Environmental Services Field Office in Atlantic on Thursday. Holly Vandemark responded on Thursday afternoon and observed dead chubs and minnows and a few larger fish in the East Boyer River for a mile downstream, possibly originating between the FAC Farmers Co-op elevator and the city wastewater lagoon. The fish appeared to have been dead for some time. Water samples from the kill area and downstream revealed only the slightest elevation in ammonia, nitrate, and dissolved oxygen. The live fish and aquatic wildlife were observed in the sampling areas. There may be several contributing factors to the fish kill, and the DNR will continue to investigate. They report fish kills and spills to the state's 24-hour spill line at 515-281-8694. An Atlantic man who was set to stand trial next month on domestic assault charges will instead appear in court on Monday to enter a plea of guilty. 46-year-old Rex Dean McDermott was arrested on October 13th of 2012 following an incident which allegedly occurred at a feed dealership in Atlantic. His sentencing will take place at a later date. McDermott had initially pled not guilty to a felony charge of willful injury causing bodily injury and a serious misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury and mental illness. McDermott was released on bond a few days after his arrest and was ordered to have no contact with his alleged victim. His trial date was continued several times this year, with the last date set for October 22nd, but now, of course, that has been changed with that guilty plea plan on Monday. An attorney for a teen accused of killing a 5-year-old Atlantic boy is asking that his case be moved to juvenile court. The Des Moines Register reports that public defender Michael Williams of Sioux City is also asking for a full evaluation of 17-year-old Cody Metzger Madsen's mental health and juvenile court history and family history. The teen's family has said that he is mentally disabled and has the mental capacity of a preschooler. A judge has scheduled a hearing for September 30th, the same day the teen is supposed to be arraigned. Authorities believe Metzger Madsen killed 5-year-old Dominic Elkins, whose body was found at the bottom of a ravine near Logan on August 31st. The teen and the boy had lived at the same foster home for nearly 3 weeks. Authorities say autopsy results show that a woman whose body was found in a southwest Iowa cornfield was killed by an accidental overdose. Iowa Department of Public Safety says Thursday that an autopsy by the state medical examiner's office found that 31-year-old Maggie Weaver died due to acute methamphetamine intoxication. There were no signs of foul play. Weaver was last seen on July 31st when she was waiting for a ride from a friend. When the friend showed up a couple hours later, she was gone. Friends found her body August 3rd in a cornfield near Lenox in rural Taylor County. A Western Iowa man was sentenced on Monday to probation for attempting to evade Iowa's sales tax. The Iowa Department of Revenue says Dan Goines, doing business as Kelly Coin Machines of Carroll, was sentenced in Carroll County on one count of sales tax evasion for a willful attempt to evade Iowa sales tax. Tax evasion is a Class D felony. Goins was given a deferred sentence with 3 years probation and was ordered to pay restitution to the Iowa Department of Revenue, amounting slightly more than $41,180. The case was developed by the Investigative Audit Section of the Iowa Department of Revenue and prosecuted by the Attorney General's Office. School officials in Atlantic report the Iowa Association for College Admissions Counseling will sponsor a college fair on Tuesday from 2 until 3:15 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. High school guidance counselor Craig Ferdine, site coordinator for the event, says 65 representatives from post-secondary institutions will be present to speak about opportunities at the colleges, vocational and technical schools, and military services. The IACAC has established 30-day college day and college night programs throughout the state to provide a supportive environment for students to obtain information and appropriate counseling, which should prove helpful to students in selecting an institute of higher learning. Students, parents, and interested adults from Atlantic and the surrounding communities are invited to attend next Tuesday's event. Once again, that'll be from 2 until 3:15 p.m. with that college fair at the Atlantic High School. Also in other news, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports four people were arrested this week. On Friday, 18-year-old Caleb Jordan Ennen of Clarinda was arrested on charges of public intoxication and disorderly conduct. On Thursday, 54-year-old Brett Allen Morgan of Clarinda was arrested on a Mills County warrant for violation of a domestic protection order. Clarinda police arrested 22-year-old Bradley Joseph Christopher Riley of Clarinda on Wednesday for allegedly violating a domestic protection order. And on Tuesday, 39-year-old Corey Allen Jackson of Clarinda was arrested on a serious misdemeanor charge of destruction of property in association with an incident at Anchor Homes. Clarinda police also took reports about and or investigated five incidents of property being stolen from vehicles, two destruction of property incidents, one incident of trespassing, and an incident where the rear glass was broken out of a vehicle and damage to the front door of a home. That's a look at some of the latest news for you here this morning. Taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Francis Frank Michael Chabon, age 50, of Boulder, Colorado, died September 10th. Memorial services for Francis Frank Michael Chabon will be held on here today at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Clarice Elizabeth Christensen, age 89, of Solvang, California, died September 13th. Graveside services for Clarice Christensen will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.